Ever feel like when it comes to SEO, you're just completely lost, like drowning in it? Keywords, backlinks, algorithms, it's like a whole other language.
It really can be.
Well, today on the show, we are throwing our listeners a lifeline.
Okay.
We're doing a deep dive into the work of JTree SEO. It's a consultancy, and they've been around since 2009.
Wow, since 2009, that's impressive.
I know. They've worked with over 250 brands.
Oh, wow.
Some really big names you would recognize. And they approach SEO a little bit differently than most.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they've built their success on what they call people first SEO.
People first, okay.
Yeah, so it's not just about, gaming the system or, tricking the algorithms.
Right.
It's about understanding and serving your audience.
Interesting. So, like the human element of it.
Exactly. So people first SEO.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean in practice?
So JTree's founder, his name is Josh Laughlin, he talks about this trap that he sees companies fall into. And they rely like too heavily on these SEO tools and tricks, but they don't consider the humans who will be interacting with the content.
It's like they forget that there are actual people on the other side of those searches.
Yeah, they get so busy like chasing the algorithms that they kind of forget about the people who are actually searching.
Yeah, you get so focused on keywords and rankings
Yes.
that you almost lose sight of the bigger picture. What are the consequences when companies fall into that trap? What happens?
Think about it this way. You could have a website that ranks number one for a particular keyword, but if the content isn't any good, or if it's not relevant to the person who searched for it, they're just going to bounce right back to the search result.
Right.
So you might get traffic to your website, but you're not getting meaningful engagement or conversions.
So it's about more than just getting eyes on your website. It's
It
about
is.
getting the right eyes on the website. It's
Yeah.
people who actually want to be there.
Yes, exactly. And people
Yeah.
who are actually interested in what you have to offer.
Right. Okay, so how does JTree approach this then?
So they emphasize this idea of aligning your content with what organic search audiences need and want.
Okay.
And they call it creating sustainable people-first SEO strategies.
Sustainable being the key word there.
Yes.
Because a lot of these quick fix SEO tactics that we hear about, they might work for a little bit, but then they don't really build any long-term value. So how does JTree make sure that these strategies are sustainable? What does that look like in action?
So it all starts with a deep understanding of the client's target audience.
Okay.
And they do really thorough research. They don't just look at demographics.
Right.
They dig into their pain points.
Oh,
The
wow.
language that they use when they're searching online, they really want to understand their motivations.
So it's like building a customer profile, but specifically for search.
Exactly. It's all about getting inside the mind of your ideal customer and understanding how they use search engines to find information and solutions.
And then taking that information and using it to create content that really resonates.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
So it's not just about like, trying to trick Google. It's about really becoming a trusted resource.
Right.
And that's where this user-focused framework comes in.
Okay.
And that's something that they talk about at JTree.
Okay.
And they use these insights that they gather about their audience to create a content strategy that's really designed to answer the questions
Oh.
that their audience has.
So it's less about tricking Google and more about becoming the answer that Google wants to provide.
Exactly.
Okay, but we've heard a lot about the thinking behind their approach.
Yeah.
Does it actually work?
I think that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Exactly.
JTree's client testimonials offer some pretty compelling evidence.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
So, for example, they worked with this company,
Oh,
and it was owned by Equifax, and they helped them improve their non-branded organic search rankings.
okay, and for those of us who don't speak fluent SEO,
Right.
what does that mean?
So basically, it means that people were finding this company through searches that were related to their specific services,
Okay.
not just their brand name.
Got it.
So they weren't just searching for Equifax. They were searching for things like credit report analysis or, whatever they do, business risk assessment. And they were finding this company organically.
So they were tapping into a much wider pool of potential customers who were actually out there looking for their services.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Right.
Yeah. What other successes have they had?
So they worked with a ski resort
Okay.
to improve their online presence, which is obviously very important for them.
Especially these days.
Yes. Crucial. And they were able to help them achieve a significant increase in their website's value and performance.
Value and performance, those are pretty broad terms.
Yes.
What does that actually look like in this context?
So in this case, value means that the website itself became more valuable as an asset.
Okay.
Likely due to things like increased traffic, better user experience, and improved SEO, of course.
Got it.
And then performance. That translates into things like higher search engine rankings, you know, increased user engagement on the site, and ultimately more bookings.
So they're taking these sort of vague concepts like value and performance and turning them into actual tangible outcomes for
your
clients.
Exactly.
That's really cool. It makes you realize how much potential there is in a good SEO strategy.
Absolutely. And like we were talking about before, it's not just about attracting any traffic.
Right.
It's about attracting the right kind of traffic.
Yes.
The kind that converts.
Yes.
And they don't just work with, you know, big businesses.
Okay.
For example, they worked with a web hosting service.
Okay.
And they helped them to achieve a 150% increase in conversions.
150.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How did they manage that?
So in that case, it was really about focusing on the user experience.
Okay.
So they probably analyzed how people were interacting with the web hosting service's website.
Okay.
Identified any roadblocks in the conversion process, and then optimized the site to make it easier for those visitors to sign up.
So understanding the customer journey and then like paving the way to make it as easy as possible for them to convert.
Yes.
Wow. And you said they don't just work with big companies.
Right. They also work with,
you know,
smaller companies.
Smaller companies. Even that they ran a campaign for Better Homes and Gardens.
Wow.
That resulted in 25,000 newsletter subscribers.
Wow.
So they understand how to use SEO to achieve all different kinds of business objectives.
Right. And it seems like, you know, they're not afraid to really, you know, get into the weeds on their website.
Yeah.
They talk about integrating with existing marketing efforts.
Yeah.
They talk about reporting transparency,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of SEO companies shy away from.
Totally. Yeah, it's not always transparent.
It feels very like hush hush.
And yes.
Like we don't want to tell you our secrets. But
right, like it's this big mystery, smoke and mirrors.
Exactly.
Which I'm sure a lot of it is.
Yeah, but they're very upfront about, you know, their focus on specific platforms like Google, Bing.
Yeah.
And even Perplexity.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't heard them talk about that.
Yeah, which is a newer search engine focused on AI-powered answers.
It's just refreshing to see that level of transparency and specificity.
I agree.
In an industry that can feel really like opaque sometimes.
Totally.
It seems like they're trying to take away some of the mystery and empower their clients.
Totally. And that says a lot. You know, like they're so confident in what they're doing that they're like, here it is.
Right.
You know,
like we're not trying to hide it. This is how we do it.
Exactly. This is how it works.
Right.
And we stand behind it.
It's not about these like quick fixes or magic tricks.
Right.
They're really providing this framework for sustainable long-term success.
Exactly. Like SEO isn't about outsmarting the system. It's just about understanding it.
And understanding the people that use it.
Yes, exactly.
Every single day.
Right.
So as we start to wrap up this deep dive, what's our takeaway for our listeners today?
I think JTree's success reminds us that SEO is really about connection.
Okay.
Connecting businesses with the people who are really out there searching for them.
So again, thinking about the people.
Always.
Not the algorithms, not the keywords.
It's all about, you know, understanding your audience and building something that is valuable to them.
Something genuine.
Yes.
Something real.
And it's something that you can apply whether you're, you know, a huge global brand or a local business just starting out.
Exactly. So next time you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so lost in this world of SEO. Take a step back.
Yes.
Think about the people on the other side of the screen.
Think about what they are searching for.
Exactly.
Not what their pain points are.
What are their needs? What are their wants? How can you really provide value to them?
Because the best SEO strategies are the ones that are putting people first.
People first SEO.
Exactly.
I love that.
So good.
I think we need like a little jingle.
People first SEO.
There you go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to learn more about JTree's approach, we'll be sure to link to their website in the show notes. Until next time, happy optimizing.